All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Sick Harrison Price, a special post-game edition, round one, game six. Vancouver Canucks 1, Nashville Predators no score. The Canucks win this best of seven Western Conference series. 4-2, their first series winner in the playoffs since 2020, first time to the second round since then. And of course, their first time winning a series with people in the stands, Blake Price, in more than 4,700 days since 2011 when they won the Western Conference final against San Jose. Matt Sakaris alongside Blake Price, greatest ass hitting switches, conducting things in this show, a presentation of Applewood Auto Group.
Head to Applewood Kia, that's in Surrey and in Langley. Grab the
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
24 Kia Sportage, you know it, you love it. Take one for a test drive and then lock it down. Financing at 4.49% for up to 48 months on all trims. It's all good at Applewood.
Massive drama in this one, partner. Artur Shelov, the rookie goaltender for the Vancouver Canucks, making his third consecutive start, and this one by choice, not because of Casey DeSmith's injury situation. Coach's decision here, and what a decision it was. He stops 28 Nashville Predator shots for the shutout victory. You could see the smile from ear to ear in the post game, and Pius Suter, he who we thought might never score again, Blake, two glorious opportunities earlier in this game, two glorious opportunities in the series that he winds up hitting posts on. Third time's the charm. Great pass from Brock Besser. Terrific work from Elias Pettersson. Not a phrase we have said a lot in this series. He scores with a minute 39 left, and the Vancouver Canucks are on to round two to face the Edmonton Oilers. Your thoughts on tonight, Blake?
Well, let me say, I think it was the fourth. They played the montage of Pius Suter after the goal. He had three good chances, I thought, to score. One, he kind of fumbled that weak backhander, but he was in position to score at the very least. Two great A's before that, and then he finally makes good. You're right, Pettersson holds the wall, keeps the puck possession in the offensive zone. And that was a crazy nail-biting game. And it was a 0-0 game. But, you know, that was a bit of a pitcher's duel. I didn't mind watching it. And the last 40 minutes, you know, was pretty good. I think the first period, we could probably lop that one off of the highlight reels and just watch the final two periods. But that was good drama. And the Canucks do a hell of a job killing off a four-minute power play for the Predators. They withstand the storm at the end as well. And the shutout that I thought Shelov was going to get in game number five, he ends up getting in game number six, and he is authoring one hell of a story right now.
Yeah, I mean, the four-minute kill, the kill of the Elias Lindholm cross-checking penalty, and Nashville gets three power play opportunities in this game to none.
None
for the Vancouver Canucks. None, zero, which is, I think, why Rick Tocchet was so upset with the call on Lindholm. Thought it was a penalty, but I think, you know,
you're ignoring everything else. Yeah,
exactly. Well, and one of the reasons this was a better game, Blake, is we had shots on goal. I mean, Vancouver, you predicted 30. They got one shy, partner, 29, and Suter's final shot goes in. Nashville with 28. This is, of course, the series that shots went to die. So it was good to see both teams with a representative total of shots on goal after a National Hockey League game. And then, of course, block shots, a huge story all series. Vancouver with 24, Nashville, Vancouver has 24 attempts blocked tonight. Nashville has 16, none bigger than Tyler Myers in the dying minutes when I think maybe every Canucks skater found themselves in the crease alongside Archer Siloff's to stop that last flurry.
I mean, the seconds couldn't come off the clock fast enough for Canucks fans watching. And yes, Tyler Myers, who we discussed at length today with his good buddy Brandon Sutter.
Right.
I mean, Canuck fans, for all of the worthwhile, I'm not saying you weren't right, for all the griping about Tyler Myers, he's had a hell of a season, and the man is officially bleeding blue and green for this team. I hope he's not bleeding because that puck was blocked in a very sensitive area. But my goodness, the fact that he's coming back next season almost seems a fait accompli at this point. What a play. I thought Nikita Zadorov was great as well. I thought Carson Soucy was pretty darn good. I thought the three big defensemen were full value here tonight. Yeah. For the Vancouver Canucks, and it shows you that there was some method to that madness. They come playoff time, those guys, and they're not, you know, not immobile. They're mobile big men, and that works in a series like that. And we'll see if it works in the next series, but in that series, boy, did it work.
Well, and you know, winning this type of game to close out a series has to go a long way for this young hockey club. We talked about the relative lack of playoff experience on this team. We entered the series with the three Nashville forwards on the top line having more Stanley Cup playoff games than the totality of Vancouver Canucks forwards. We entered the series with the Nashville top pair of defensemen having more Stanley Cup playoff games than the totality of the Canucks defense corps. And that was lo and behold before we wound up with three goaltenders playing and winning games in this series, Blake. And you have a stat here on how few times that has happened in Stanley Cup playoff history. So to win a 1-0 game where everything is nip and tuck until the end, I mean, for me, that's almost like passing the final exam. Rick Tocchet had talked about these types of games all year. We've got to get comfortable in these games, in these low-scoring games, in these games where ices and chances are few and far between, and where the score is tight in the third period. Well, check, check, check. The Canucks pass all of those tests, and that's got to be one proud coach.
Just the seventh time in NHL history a team has won a playoff series after having three different goalies start a game. And the third instance, just the third in the last 50 years. So really in the modern game that we've all come to know and love, this is only the third time it's happened. 1988 and 2011, Philadelphia was the last two times that it's happened. So when you go in, like we saw, you know, teams throughout the regular season go four or five deep. We saw, you know, a lot of teams use two to three goalies in the playoffs, but often it spells the end for you, or often it means that the third goalie maybe came in midway to relieve the backup goaltender or something at some point. This is pretty unique, and I think all three goalies can say they had a really good game in this series. I think all three goalies, you know, were a real part of winning this series for the Vancouver Canucks.
And of course, this buys Thatcher Demko more time to hopefully get healthy and return to the Vancouver Canucks crease. All the reporting on his injury was that it would be at the very earliest late in round two. So for me, that's as early as game five, maybe game six. We think game one is going to be Tuesday at home here against the Edmonton Oilers with the Pearl Jam concert at Rogers Arena on Monday. And, you know, just looking at the comments here through Twitter about tonight's game, shout out to regular listener JC who says, Siloff's looks so much like Demko in the net. Large, in position, poised, making difficult saves look easy. What a moment for the 23-year-old. Blake just couldn't believe the calm and the poise tonight in what was obviously the biggest game of his National Hockey League career. He'll tell you he's played a big one for Latvia, of course, the bronze medal game of the World Championships last year, the semifinal as well. But, you know, to have a young goaltender with so little NHL experience, 9 games of NHL experience prior to this playoff series, look that sort of comfortable in a game like this says a whole lot about Artur Schiloff. It says a whole lot about Ian Clark and the way he prepared him as well.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters, May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The only scrambliness you saw was just on pucks that were missing the net and rattled around, and you know, not his fault. I mean, he just doesn't let things get too scrambly in front of him. He gets big enough. He had angles covered. He's hugging the post. No one was going short side on him. I mean, it was there for a big donut to, you know, to be, or a big egg to be laid by Schiloff's. All this pressure on a young guy. I mean, if he'd laid an egg in this one, Matt, would anybody have blamed him? I mean, he had one to give here and he didn't have to give it. It was just a marvelous performance.
No. And maybe that's the secret. Like he knew there was only upside here, because if he loses this hockey game, he looks poor. He's a third string 23-year-old goalie who has a handful or a couple of handfuls of NHL games. I mean, how many organizations can go 3 deep at the goaltending position and get that sort of performance from a guy who's got so little NHL experience? Just an amazing story, and one that will continue to ride, because there's no question that Artur Schiloff is your starting goalie in the early going against the Edmonton Oilers.
Well, the fans are literally calling for it. They're outside Rogers Arena right now, chanting his name. And it's quite a scene. Our thanks to Patrick Johnson of the Province for his view of this right now. I mean, the fans were having a ball out there, and, you know, he deserves it. I don't know how long he'll be needed for, but it's
getting to the point, though, Blake. I mean, we'll see how he does in the early going. And needless to say, the Edmonton Oilers bring way more firepower to the party than the Nashville Predators ever could have. I mean, I'm not sure there's ever been a Nashville Predators team that had half the offensive ability of this Edmonton Oilers club with McDavid and Draisaitl. I will point out, Max Lapierre, former Vancouver Canuck, we asked him on Thursday's edition of Sakaris and Price, what do you think about an Oilers Canucks series? He pointed out Elias Lindholm and said, Lindholm is almost the perfect guy to have in this series. He's got all that experience against the Oilers and their big guns in the Battle of Alberta. He's a good defensive centerman, penalty killer. So that is a trade that Lindholm helped redeem in this series by playing so well, scoring a couple of big goals for the Vancouver Canucks.
Thought
he was damn good again tonight as well. I mean, unfortunate penalty in the final minute. But, you know, I think he is a massive asset for the Canucks moving forward in this series against the Edmonton Oilers. And the greater point, I mean, Blake, at this stage of the game, and it's crazy to say this because of how good Thatcher Demko is, Vezina finalists and all that, But Shelofs almost has to surrender the goal at this point. I mean, as great as Demko is, would you drop him into a series late in the series if you've got a goaltender like Shelofs who's playing as well as we saw tonight?
Yeah, it depends. If you're down 3-1 and he's ready for game five, sure. Yeah, absolutely. If it's 2-2 and he's ready for game five, oh boy, I'd have to know how we got to get those two wins. Like if he was,
well, I think you have to know how you got to it regardless. I mean, if he's standing on his head, I'm not sure you go away from a hot goaltender in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think you almost wait until he has a bad game before you come back with Demko. We're getting ahead of ourselves. And of course, we don't know when Demko will be ready, if he'll be ready.
No, you're right.
For this series. But put it this way, I think a lot of people, and we asked the question, you know, can the Canucks go on a playoff run without Thatcher Demko? A lot of people said they can beat the Nashville Predators without Thatcher Demko. They can't beat the Edmonton Oilers or go on a run. I would like to ask that question again because I have a sense that Canuck Nation has a lot more faith in Artur Shelofs than they had earlier in this week in this series, and rightfully so.
Oilers are a funny team. We know they've got just so much offense, and yet there was a game in the LA series. They were held to 13 shots on goal. The Canucks this year did a pretty good job of keeping Oiler chances down low, even in that final game. Now McDavid didn't play in that final game. Again, the Canucks were not being run over by the Oiler offense in that game. So, you know, they can be solved to some degree. And the Canucks' new improved defensive posture here in the second half of the season, you know, I think there's a little bit of faith that whoever's in goal can be protected and be relied upon for the big stop when needed. Like there's a couple of really big stops tonight for Artur Shelofs. So, you know, the dam will break eventually if there's too many of them.
Oh,
if they're protecting him, I mean, maybe there's not too many.
No doubt. And for the most part, they protected him. And what I loved is early in this hockey game, Blake, because, you know, he lets that goal into Carrier, the game-winning goal, as it turns out, in game five. And that was one of the few seeing eye shots from distance in this series that actually made the goal, like made it on goal. Most have been blocked or have missed the net. And there's a ton of traffic and it gets by him. And you hope he makes that save, but you don't expect that save given the visuals he had or didn't have on that puck. We both noticed from that moment forward, he was a little shakier than he was earlier in the game. He comes out in the first period and stone cold ice in his veins. He is stopping, you know, Roman Josi unabated, big shot coming down on him. No problem. He was there. He was in the right position. He was on the puck. Everything about him bred confidence in the Vancouver Canucks skaters. So an extraordinary story here. I agree with the owner. The owner has tweeted again here, Blake.
Yes. Yes, I think the owner could probably foot the bill here, as he has called for somebody, Matt, to buy Shelofs and Suter dinner after this one. I think he could probably put a call in himself with a Visa number.
Now, so long as it isn't a salary cap violation, right?
Yeah,
money out of the owner's pocket.
I think you're allowed to host your players for dinner.
Yeah, could be a salary cap violation. Don't know. In fact, it might be not a salary cap violation until the Vancouver Canucks do it and Gary gets wind and retroactively punishes them for it. Anyways, an extraordinary game for Artur Shelofs. Pius Suter gets to play the hero. Just before we sign off here, a few thoughts on what's to come, or a few more thoughts on what's to come in this city and around this province with a couple more weeks, we think, of playoff hockey, and the Canucks and Oilers playing their first series since 1992. Blake, we have talked about it previously here in the last week or two, that given all the history between these two clubs in the same division, they have met just twice in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the most recent being 1992, 32 years ago, in the Smythe Division Finals. Edmonton wins that series in six games. They previously met in the 1986 Smythe Division Semifinals. It was a best of five back then in the opening round, and Edmonton won that one as well. So, believe it or not, an opportunity to win the first ever playoff series over the Edmonton Oilers here in 2024.
This could be the most toxic Twitter atmosphere we've ever seen in our entire life. Oiler Twitter and Canuck Twitter are not too far away from each other on the
They're not friends, are they?
On the Twitter scale. But this town is about to explode. I thought the first few games of this series, the fans were super engaged, and I think some nervousness took over a little bit after that. I think tonight there was a big exhale, and they were sold out inside Rogers Arena. Shout out to Mad SST for some viz here of what it looked like inside Rogers Arena. People are pumped, and it's just going to get more crazy, you know, as the next series rolls on. I think it's going to be an electric atmosphere. The weather's getting better. We were looking at the long-term forecast. Next weekend, it's 20 degrees and above for the next, for the 5 days after the 19th, or no, we're not, after the 7th of May. So the outdoor viewing parties, whether that is, you know, backyard viewing parties for the fans or public ones organized, they're probably going to ramp up, and all of your Alberta friends are about to hate you folks, and that's okay.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm going to say this, Pettersson was involved in that final goal.
Yes.
I wonder if things loosen up just enough in that Oilers series that we, I don't think Pettersson put his signature on this series, despite being involved in that last goal. It was hardly vintage Pettersson holding the wall. But I think this Oilers series opens up the possibility that Elias Pettersson does arrive eventually.
I'm just, help me out here, fellas. I'm just looking at a website that's showing a Sunday game for Edmonton, Vancouver.
Has a website
been announced? Has that been confirmed? I mean, we think it's going to start Tuesday, but I'm just seeing something that says a Sunday game. That would be unfortunate. Anyways, the Vancouver Canucks are actually on the early line here, underdogs in game one against the Oilers. According to our friends at Bet365, they have the Canucks at plus 120. To Edmonton's minus 140 to win game one of this second round Western Conference Series, Pacific Division. This segment brought to you by Bet365, proud partner of Securus and Price. Open an account with Bet365 today and bet on a huge range of markets. So whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Use code VANBONUS when opening that account. I had the Canucks winning tonight at plus 105 on the money line. Did you have Besser points or Besser goal tonight?
Goal.
Missed it by that much.
This is just a fan account that's saying that David Amber said at the end of the broadcast that they start on Tuesday, but that may have.
Okay.
Oh, I see. JT Miller in his post-game interview says he was told Sunday. So I don't think anything official has come down. I haven't seen that widespread at the very least. By the time you're listening to this, folks, maybe
Will probably be out. It will certainly be out if it's Sunday, because if it's Sunday, you have to let everybody know. Toot sweet here. It would be, it's a very tight turnaround for the Canucks if it is, in fact, Sunday. And I cast some doubt on that. We know Pearl Jam's playing Saturday. You know, we knew they had the contingency of taking everything down for Pearl Jam, putting the ice in for a game seven against Nashville. I can't imagine they'll ask him to do that for a game one against Edmonton, particularly when Tuesday would be a more appropriate time to start the series and ensure that both teams are rested up.
And I think the Canucks would appeal, saying this is going to cost us money if you start it on Sunday. Can we start it Tuesday? I would guess this Tuesday.
Yeah. Folks, want to get you set for the second round here with the Nation Gear playoff t-shirt. We have an army. Blake has got one on as we speak. Nation Gear, ready to gear you up for Vancouver's playoff run. Rep your favorite team. They're on the way to the Stanley Cup, at least making a run. Shop the exclusive. We have an army playoff tee and more at Nation Gear. .ca. We had an absolute blast at Greta today. Blake, you were there, 50 West Cordova. Thank you to Mike and Chantel and Kenzie and everybody, and Dalton and everybody at Greta who took such great care of us and our crew. And boy, did the bar explode with fun, Blake, when the final goal went in. Pia Suter, the only goal. So we'll see you at Greta Bar later in this second round series. For now, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. Securus and Price, the main show, is back on Monday, and we invite you for extended post-game to tune in to rink-wide Vancouver with Jeff Patterson and Irfan Ghaffar.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.